Apollo 7 is now completing its last day of the flight, 158th revolution of the Earth at this moment, 250 hours, 24 minutes since liftoff from Cape Kennedy. Apollo 7, as we broadcast to you this evening, is traveling, I don't know where to hell. Apollo 7 is now completing its last day in space. In just a few hours from now, it will begin to come back to Earth at 6:42 Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow morning. The big service propulsion system engine will fire for the last time and slow Apollo 7 enough so that it will re-enter the atmosphere and splash into the Atlantic Ocean at 12 minutes past 7 Eastern Daylight Time. We'll be on the air, broadcasting a description of that return to Earth in English, beginning at 6:30 Eastern Daylight Time. Also on VOA, you may listen in the Spanish and Portuguese languages throughout Latin America. We hope you'll tune in with us early tomorrow morning. Right now, the Apollo 7 astronauts are in their 158th revolution of the Earth, 250 hours, 24 minutes since liftoff. All has gone very well today. Glenn Lunny, the chief flight director, had these comments about the overall mission.
In summary, the performance of the spacecraft has been exceedingly excellent, and I hope that that message gets made very loud and clear. But the performance of the vehicle and the performance of the team of people that made that vehicle what it is today is one that ought to be given some share of the excitement in this flight.
Chief Flight Director Glenn Lunny complimenting all those who helped build a very good spacecraft. And certainly the flight of Apollo 7 seems to indicate that the next flight, Apollo 8, may very well go to the vicinity of the moon around Christmas time. 100% of all of the mission objectives and flight activity scheduled by the engineers have been accomplished on this mission, and that in itself is an uncanny achievement on any of these manned flights, particularly on a flight that is basically a test mission in which the space pilots are in truth test engineers. Right now they're busily stowing away all of their cameras, flight plans, extra food, pencils, and other paraphernalia used during the flight. It all must be carefully stowed in containers before they feel three times the force of gravity in coming back to Earth. Be with us in the morning when we broadcast that for you. This is Rhett Turner reporting from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas.